In the meantime, those who will choose to live on the 4D planet A/B will be able to have lives that many have wished for and dreamed for, but have never seen in the present planet's situation. That they will be in service to the greater populace, but they will also be available to their spiritual brothers and sisters, both of an extraterrestrial nature as well as those who have indeed come with them from the levels of spirit. It will indeed be a bright, brave, new world, and this awareness does say that many who are now readying themselves for ascension will still continue to be involved on the planet, the new 4D New Earth Planet A/B. The 22nd of January 2013, Cosmic Awareness on the follow-up to the Ascension Day event, will anchor us to Summerfield Billingsgate. It is now a month since that event that was known as the Great Ascension occurred, that which was the blending with the God Divine Consciousness, Source Consciousness that occurred on the 21st of December, 2012. In the month since that event, many have had to face truths of their own nature that were in need of review, and who have openly looked into those areas of their lives and have seen for themselves what still needs to change, and then some have not. For those who have not, this last month has been difficult in many ways, for their lives have been disassembled, if you will, from that which was the state of their belief before the ascension event to that which existed after the event. For those who found that nothing happened, there has been great disappointment, great fury, that the long-awaited events that they hoped would remove them from an oppressive world that they no longer wished to be part of, they have indeed been placed in a situation that they now need to reconcile the loss of the dream. In many ways, there was a disenchantment that occurred, and this disenchantment indeed has broken the mold of the dream that they held before ascension, and for those ones who in their disenchantment have been disappointed and feel let down, many have retreated back into negativity and hopelessness, as they felt that something should occur on the day that would lift them beyond themselves and back into their spirit without having to go through the death experience, without having to work for this. They have found that they have not achieved those goals, and they have found that they are bitter now, and dubious of those who gave them the information, this awareness included, and all other sources as well. But they have also missed the point that the disenchantment was a vital necessity for their further growth and development. This applies across the board to all who found that the ascension experience was not exactly as expected, but in particular, for those who are now embittered at the lack of results, that it is still a necessity to look at the reasons why this event did not occur. This awareness is not talking of those reasons outside of themselves, but rather within themselves, for as they faced themselves in that instant of soul review when they stood in the presence of that which is the God Essence, or God Force, they understood instantly that they were not ready to proceed. They had not fulfilled that which was the contract made at that level of soul before advancing into a physical dualistic life experience. Some may even have realized in that instant that it was not a failure, but rather that there was simply more work to do, more experience of physical dualism to be had, and in that moment of absolute truth and honesty, their soul again chose to return back into physicality to continue their life's journey in that which was and is the journey of soul evolution. For those who are somewhat disappointed but have not become bitter or angry at a lack of results, but have understood that they have more work to do, this time period is indeed crucial. It is crucial again across the board for all. But this awareness is speaking to those who felt maybe something happened, but it certainly was not as expected. There have been for those ones periods of depression and setbacks. This is so as they too felt their disenchantment from that which was the previous dream. But they have started to understand that perhaps there was and is more work to do, which was revealed to them also during the moment, the instant of soul review, as they stood in the God Consciousness, God Force. And in their return, rather than go down the road of negativity, rather than blaming others, they have decided to simply look deeper within and to do that which is still in need of doing. This is that which this awareness further encourages for this time period, this interim period of 9 months that this awareness has spoken of, that which will take place from the 21st of December 2012 to the 21st of September 2013, is very much a period of time where intense work can be done and many revelations presented to oneself. Of course, for those who did feel something new at a deeper level, that an event had occurred of great significance and came back to continue the work. This awareness says also that this period of time remains critical and crucial indeed across the board for all human beings, whether they were disappointed and thus embittered by the lack of experience, events, etc., or those that did achieve a recognition, returned with some memory of the event, and all in between. This is a period of time now for the intense work to continue. That the first trimester of this 9-month period which is underway at this time, is a very crucial developmental stage. Just as the embryo that has recently been conceived and has started its journey of fetal development is in a critical stage of its development in the first 3 months, so is it with all who are moving towards the expansion of their consciousness and the manifestation of their new reality. It is extremely critical at this time to not look at the events and say that nothing happened, nothing has changed, the same old order is in charge, the same ones who have created such turmoil, such problems, such horrendous societal events are still there, need to understand that they are still there at this preliminary stage. But as it is still a preliminary stage and as the decisions being made at this stage are crucial to how the spiritual embryo continues to develop over the 9-month period, that it is important to recognize that as you devote your energies to maintaining the old status quo of beliefs, you will continue to experience them, your timelines will reflect them, and for those who choose to energize these beliefs, these observations that nothing has happened, their experiences will create the body of those beliefs, and the body will be in a reality where they do indeed head down the timelines to where they might even experience a 3D planet B scenario. If they maintain their belief that the evil and dark ones are still in control and are more powerful than all else, that there is no escaping them, they will unfortunately create their manifest destiny that has this as their experience. For all the others who are choosing to continue to work on the assumption that something did happen at the soul level, the divine level of consciousness, and that it is available still and that they are choosing to work towards this, choosing to work towards creating their manifest destiny that will see the new world start to emerge, then their timelines will reflect this, they will begin to see greater and greater changes in these months ahead. But these first 3 months, the first month of which is now complete, are essential to the process, and that as the next 2 months unfold and events unfold on the timelines of Mother Earth, if they continue to hold to their beliefs and their convictions that the changes are underway, then their manifest destiny will indeed be a reflection of this. End of the Cosmic Awareness Messages. Following our ascension experience and the 9-month upgrading period with its developing fourth dimensional vibrational rate, there may follow the period of major Earth changes and restructuring. But only if and when our Cosmic Creator determines we are finally ready. Following the period of Earth changes, all forms of aggression, corruption and deception will have disappeared, as well as all our 3D illnesses. Our full mental capacities will once again be restored, and we shall have by then achieved a state of full consciousness. We shall thereafter implement new and improved social and financial systems, such as new ways of prompting prosperity through investment in industry and just policies of fair rewards in the terms of incomes and prices. We shall also from then on enjoy a totally refreshed green and clean urban, rural environment, which will include new forms of community transport to replace the previous car-led transport chaos. Although the 21st of December 2012 may well have triggered a long-awaited ascension process up towards the fourth dimension, we shall still need at the end of the 9-month vibrational upgrading period to finally go through a final long stasis period, as has been also outlined by Christ Michael and S.U. Jesus in their previous messages. This long stasis, lasting anywhere between 2 and 4 years in Earth experiential time, is when the much-needed Earth changes and cleansing will be undertaken by the Galactic Federation in cooperation with Earth's Lightworker volunteers, while the majority of the remaining inhabitants are safely asleep in stasis. This will include a major clean-up of Earth's polluted environment, as well as dealing with all the necessary adjustments resulting from the pole axis changes inducing a sinking and rising of new land masses, and which will include the re-emergence of the continent of Atlantis. Much of the coming Earth changes will be set in motion by our fuller entry into the photon belt, ushering in a time of the long prophesied 3 days of darkness. See link incorporating this title below, causing a magnetic pole reversal and a small degree of pole shift, but which those already in stasis will not directly experience. More information on the stasis process is available in the Christ Michael Atten's Earth Changes and Ascension Plan archive document, see link below. However, those within stasis in areas of possible danger would of course be relocated to a safe area, or uplifted to the motherships. By then many within Earth's population who will not be staying with the new Earth will have returned to their original home planets, or possibly elsewhere. All those who are to remain with the new Earth, but still in stasis, will at some point before the final wake-up period be taken up within their astral bodies, in sequence relays, to the motherships for instruction and clarification of what is unfolding. Those planning to return to the new 4D Earth will probably number somewhere around one-third of the present population, the final numbers dependent upon the total accepting Earth ascension. Following the Earth changes in the long stasis period, SU/Jesus/Sananda will be descending to 4D Earth, the long prophesied second coming, for a period as planetary prince, regent. One of the roles the planetary prince will be fulfilling is to oversee the implementation and the upholding of 4D Earth's new world constitution. Earth's new constitution will not only lay down the basic rules, obligations and limitations on Earth's governments, but will also enshrine the basic code of all future human conduct as, do that which you wish to do providing it does not harm others. This will encourage a new moral attitude amongst all humans of service to others, of caring for others and also of all other creatures and life forms, rather than the present majority attitude of service to self. It will also ensure that day-to-day governance by Earth's leaders is conducted with honesty, propriety and in full accordance with the supreme constitutional principle, the principle that each should be free to develop his or her own personality to the full, the only restrictions upon this freedom being those which are necessary to enable everyone else to do the same. This principle can be summed up as, freedom up to the point where you do not infringe the freedom of another. This fundamental principle is explored in the principle of liberty, see link below, in terms of historical background, constitutional development, procedures of governance, and the practical application of the principle in personal relationships, trade and commerce, and in our use of the shared natural resources of our host planet. And so will follow 4D planet Earth's new Aquarian Age, a golden age of peace and prosperity. Commander Ashtar, the 27th of February 2013, Commander Ashtar on disclosure and the 9-month period. Philip, we have already told you that disclosure is imminent and waiting at your doorstep. You have correctly observed that the channelings about disclosure are coming into increasing alignment and precision. This does not mean that we are giving you any specifics about when and how disclosure will happen. What we are saying is that the channeled messages are focusing more and more on the facts around the sources of disclosure and why it must happen now. Before this now moment, humanity would not have been ready to receive the truth. There would have been a great danger for people to drift into the negative emotions of fear, anger and hate. Think how you would have reacted to this news before your spiritual doors opened up and someone like us informed you suddenly that your star brothers and sisters have been watching over you for eons of your time and that there has been a huge cover-up by world governments to keep this information from you? How would you have responded to the truth about us and the fact that we are all one and we are actually here to protect you? It is true that we are not here to rescue you. This is not our job and let me make this very clear. It will never be our job to save you from your own manifestations, provided such manifestations do not have a negative impact on the great scheme of all that is, i.e., the divine plan. This is why we have prevented the use of nuclear weapons to reduce the population, as originally intended by your Dark Ones, and have helped you with the cleansing of your air from pollution, such as the chemtrails. What we have done is to protect you from attempts to destroy yourselves and your beautiful planet. We have ensured that your evolution did not run adrift, like a rudderless ship. We are here because we are your family and as a family we have to take care of each family member. Remember, we are all one. Now, In this very moment of now, a great shift has taken place, and by this we're not referring to the shift which happened in your last calendar year, the 21st of December 2012. This leads us to the answer to the question, where does disclosure begin? Humanity has changed, and this is an inner shift we are talking about. Gone are the days where we would have to be concerned about strong negative reactions like anger, fear or hate towards the message of truth that you are not alone in the universe and that there is a family of light beings waiting to reunite with you. Humanity has reached a level of light that enables it to accept the truth without undue negative reactions. The reaction of most of humanity now will be like, "I knew it. I always knew it," and they will feel instinctively that this is the one and only truth of all that is. We are all one. And this is the basis of disclosure, this inner shift which has taken place in humanity. This is the basis for all the events which you view as the disclosure process in the outer world. It all starts in your heart, in every single heart, in every single human being. This is the reason we have informed you again and again that you should not look to the outside for disclosure, but rather to go inside and make the necessary connection with your heart. Without this inner knowing, outer disclosure cannot not take place. You have successfully completed this prerequisite work. Very well done, by the way. Congratulations to you all from our side. Let me summarize this, because this is so important. Disclosure can only happen when humanity has completed its homework and has evoked enough assimilation of light for accepting the truth. And this you have completed very successfully. Ponder these words and read them with your heart again and again. So, where do we stand now in the outer disclosure process, given that you have completed your part of the process? Exactly. Now it is our part to bring disclosure to fruition, and we are now taking a stronger role in the situation. You have passed the baton to us, so to speak. The dominoes are falling right now. Now we are in the lead and are pushing the dominoes, and all are falling exactly as they should. You don't know this, and you are not yet able to see or fully comprehend this process, but this chain reaction is going full steam ahead, and nothing can prevent this chain reaction. Rest assured that we are well prepared, and that we know very well what our job is and what we have to do and when. The timing is perfect, and no delays will be allowed. The outside events which we have referred to and which show humanity that disclosure is here are on your doorstep and will happen very shortly. And by this, we mean soon in your language. Prepare yourselves, because when this happens, the work of our ground forces, which you all form a part of, goes off like a rocket. You will have to stand by your sisters and brothers' side and give them a helping hand to get used to this new reality, which is, in fact, the only reality which exists. As I have told you, this divine plan has been in place for a long time. Let me please answer one of your questions in this regard. Why did this plan change so many times? It is a question which all lightworkers have posed, whether consciously or not. It is a pleasure for me to answer this question once and for all. The time for changes in the divine plan is definitely over. Are there nuances which we have to consider and to react to? Of course there are. But, first of all, they are only nuances and not big changes. And, secondly, the plan now in place will not change in such a way that we will have to provide you once again with explanations for events which you consider to be unfair, not anticipated or unexpected. And please, and this is very important, let us look upon what has led to the change of the divine plan. It is actually not a change, but a fulfillment of a request. And who has sent out this request? Who has sent out this plea to our Creator to have more time to allow more fellow human brothers and sisters to jump on board the ship called Ascension? Yes, you and only you. Let us explain. As of today, you do not comprehend what powerful beings you really are. For eons we have watched you with amazement. Every time when we think that nothing more from your side could surprise us, you manage to astound us once again. Each time when we think that we have understood the human being, we discover that we are far from reaching the finish line. You are amazing. And this happened to us once again when you sent out the plea for prolongation of the ascension process, which contains, as you all know, the disclosure process. Your plea was astonishing, and the Creator and all of us are so very proud of you. It has proved how far you have come on your journey, that you would put the well-being of the collective over the individual's goal. And this goal, of course, was to get over the ascension finish line as quickly as possible. The Creator has answered your plea and put in place a 9-month grace period which Denise Lefay, http://denise.wordpress.com/2013/02/25/the9months period/, has talked about. And thanks to you all, we now have many more visitors in the skies to help coordinate your ascension process. It is getting quite crowded around your planet. Our Creator is full of joy, happiness and love for you and is so proud of your development. His project Playfield Earth is coming to a successful close. This grace period until September 2013 was not easy to provide you with. Please don't forget that although you put your focus on your ascension and that of Gaia, the last of which has already taken place, this whole picture is much more complex and broader than you think. For not only you but the whole universe in which your beautiful planet is located is affected and is also going through this ascension process. And think quite particularly about your sisters and brothers in the inner realms of Gaia, Agarthans, who are longing to finally rejoin with you. They can barely tolerate any more changes to the plan. They have agreed to this grace period only after the Creator decided to allow only a very short time of prolongation, 9 months. The 4th of May 2013, Trinity Mother, Father God, working towards disclosure, Catherine E. May, dear ones, we want to reassure you that the process of ascension continues, and the disclosure events you were waiting to see have not been discarded from the plan. Your messages as they were recorded here were calling for an uncloaking of the ships over the press club building where the disclosure hearings, citizen hearing on disclosure at the National Press Club, Washington, D.C., 29 April 3 May 2013, www.citizenhearing.org, were being held. Ashtar himself has told you that he intended to appear in awe around May 3, and we are still hopeful that this will be possible. Although it may be done on a worldwide basis rather than centered in Washington, D.C., Ashtar is eager to appear to all of you and to make the landings which will allow his crew of eager twin flames to reunite with their loved ones possible. He is so eager that he allowed his message to have a time-limited interpretation, and we have often said that we do not give dates, because humankind has a tendency to become fixed on a point in time and will be devastated if the events do not unfold as they wish. The window of opportunity for the uncloaking of ships continues for 2 more days. There are cosmic requirements, spiritual requirements and timing requirements which require the final decision to be made by Cosmic Creator. We are not in control of those decisions, although we do have access to much of the information on which the decisions are made. However, like you, we are not always in full possession of every element of knowledge at all times. Our position is higher in the dimensional perspective than yours, but we are not the ultimate voice. This is a difficult position for us, for all of you, for our channels who have trusted our word and followed our every suggestion, and for the ascended masters who are working in good faith, often doing their work in semi-darkness, but with determination and unfailing commitment. It is a phenomenal project we have undertaken together. And our desire to see this crucial phase completed is weighing heavily on all of us. Do not allow the importance of the project to allow you to be pulled back into the urgency, impatience and petulance that is three-dimensional thinking. We have been in this place before, on the 22nd of December 2012, when many of you were infuriated because the ascension process did not look the way you had hoped. Do not lose hope, and do not lose your calm determination to carry this through. Beloved ones, let us consider the options over which you all have some control. One of the requirements for this ascension process, including the disclosure and uncloaking events, is that humankind, of its own free will, reach a level of commitment and participation which will allow for the opening of higher dimensions to welcome them. This opening process is a matter of group consciousness, which by our measurements has reached a much higher level in recent months. However, The moment which will tip the balance is a matter of organic, evolutionary interplay of forces which are more intricate and complex than any human mind can possibly grasp. Now, the truth of this is that there are also some of these complexities which are not within the grasp of even the most advanced masters and enlightened beings. We to do our jobs to guide, counsel and provide unconditional love and support as we all work toward increasing the vibration of the great multiverse. We represent truth and love in our dealings with you, and we keep always to the principles of universal law, which requires only actions which are of the greater good. At this time, it is the greater good which is at issue. It is never optimal for our children to be given responsibilities or privileges which are beyond their capacity to process or handle. It is always best for the student to raise him, herself to the level of competence before graduation. We feel the truth of this law at this time, and hope that we can transmit to you the sense of gratitude and hope that we feel for the patience and constant care which all beings are given, each according to their individual needs, and each according to the needs of the greater unity. You are just learning, dear ones, the meaning of unity consciousness. It is not a concept you have taken to easily. The spirit of independence and free will is not contradictory to unity, but it is a long road from freedom and liberty as many on your planet have practiced it by exercising greed and destruction of Earth's resources, to a genuine quality of freedom which respects and nurtures the need of every living thing equally. You may have noticed a recognition of these truths during the citizens' hearings. The seemingly unanimous acceptance of the presence of benevolent cousins was received without objection, and the feeling of conviction that we have begun a new way of life was felt by all in the room. The energy level was high fifth dimension, and it carried everyone along. The threat to the status quo was absolutely evident and present. You may have noticed that a few of the speakers were far more passionate and emboldened than they had been previously, and several were far more eloquent than they had been all week. You may even have noticed a new use of the language of one, the idea that we will all do this together, and the frank declaration that your government is not run by Congress, is not representative at all, but is run by corporations. Those ringing words were encouraged, you might say, by the presence of our Archangel Michael, who worked by overlighting powerful suggestion to encourage those whose beliefs were in this direction, to speak them passionately. They will not be aware that the words were not completely their own but were inspired by divine intervention, because these individuals are evolving toward unity consciousness themselves. We are the Mother, Father God, channeled by Catherine E. May, Pside, www.whoneedslight.org, the 11th of June 2013, update from Matthew Ward on Earth's present situation as seen from the spiritual realms, channeled through his mother, Susie Ward, with loving greetings from all souls at this station. This is Matthew. As we address the issues in which readers have expressed greatest interest, please keep in mind that the negative end of the duality spectrum is at its zenith, and that energy, once set in motion, must run its course. You are seeing the combination of individuals with violent tendencies following their intensified urge to commit violence, whether in random acts or leaders oppressing their peoples, and the playing out of energy in many diverse situations around your world. Turmoil in Turkey, ostensibly to protect a park, was instigated by the CIA's black ops to stoke the fire between the Sunnis and Shiites and lead to a blazing war. Just as all other countries in your world, Turkey has policies that are not satisfying every citizen, but it is economically sound and progressive, and that's what the Illuminati want to destroy. Although their global network has come apart at the seams, a few peak individuals are stuck in their delusion that they will take over the entire Middle East and move on to control the rest of the world too. Most assuredly, that will not happen, and when the unrest in Turkey subsides, and it shall soon, some reforms will emerge and further strengthen the country's progressive path. In Mideastern countries, where the people have ousted despotic or dynastic rulers, freedom is new and it is natural that there is confusion about leadership and governance. Eventually a consensus will be reached in each country and the kind of democratic rule that best suits each will be instituted. Syria is somewhat different because disparate groups are battling the Assad regime. Their purpose is the same, but each group has its own agenda, so to say. When victory does come, there will be a time of severe dissension led by the most radical in the groups until common sense and wisdom prevail, then a coalition will be formed to move the country toward a peaceful stability. China's interest is not in economically conquering the USA, but in dealing with its serious internal issues. Among the world's major nations economically speaking, China and the United States have the largest internal challenges.